T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Marloni and Fourier.
They finally get the opportunity with a minute 45, crunch time, got to have it, last second drive. The defense has let you down every single time.
This might surprise you, but based on that, I would agree with you.
When Bill Belichick says a quarterback can make all the throws, it's coach speak for not that impressive.
Could have talked about the growth. Josh Allen, you've seen this from him.
Make all the throws, all levels of the field.
What are his thoughts on his own rookie QB?
Mac?
Yes, Mac.
Every player, every coach, we all know we're going to have to be at our best.
Never mind.
Thank you.
We also catch up with Celtics color commentator Brian Scalabrine. It's Lou.
Dad, I need more balls. Can you buy more balls?
It's Christian.
His toes get cold. He has like Reynards for his feet.
It's Marloni and Fourier on WEEI.
Fourth and final hour here, Marloni and Fourier. Our guy Rodney Harrison, it's kind of fluid with him.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to him tomorrow. Like
he's a moving target.
Apparently, yeah, moving target. He's a very busy, busy man. He's got a lot of things going
doing
on.
Doing a commercial today.
Yeah, so we'll just talk a little Patriots, which is fine. We'll talk to him tomorrow as well as Jack Edwards at 4 o'clock because it is a Bruins Thursday here on EEI.
And basketball insider Andy Hart.
And Andy Hart, he's going to join us as well. So we got a lot going on tomorrow. But first, I want to go back to, we were talking earlier about Pro Football Focus and some of their rankings. And no surprise, Mac Jones, highest rated quarterback, rookie quarterback in the league. No surprise there. Other rookie quarterbacks, he was better than all of them this year. I think he had a really good rookie year for a rookie quarterback. They also came out and said that he was the 12th, according to them, the 12th best quarterback in the league this year. According to their rankings, I'm just looking at the top 20, better than Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes, the quarterback?
Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes?
Yes, better than Pat Mahomes.
Okay.
Better than Russ Wilson, and we've had this discussion all the time. And I think if it's the Russell Wilson discussion is fantastic. I think, you know, when you look at it, he had 3 awful weeks when he hurt his finger. And then he finished the year, I think, 5th in the league in quarterback rating with 103. Played in 14 games, 25 touchdowns, 6 picks. I mean, but whatever.
Ignore that part.
I will. And you know, more importantly, when you look at 12th, what they have, I'm looking at the playoff quarterbacks that are in front of them, and they have 9 playoff quarterbacks in front of them. So they have him as currently ranked 10th. I think we can all admit that Pat Mahomes is better than him. Is that okay? Like, is that kind of like get anybody pissed off right now at me for anything, or no? We okay with that? So now let's put him 11th. Where do you have him?
Like are we talking just overall or just playoff quarterbacks?
I'm looking at like 14 quarterbacks in the league. In the NFC, you got Brady, Rodgers, Murray,
playoff
Prescott.
Playoff
quarterbacks.
Yeah, okay.
Murray, Prescott, Stafford, Jimmy G, and Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Then you got Mahomes, Allen, Joe Burrow, Carr, Tannehill, Roethlisberger, and Mac.
Yep. Where do I have him?
Where's Mac?
Okay. You know where I have him?
You said
dead freaking last.
You said 8th in the league.
No. That was a while ago. That was before the 100% complete, utterly embarrassing meltdown. Yeah, he was playing freaking great, and I was taking into account that he was a rookie, so I was even more impressed the fact that he didn't have these implosions. But why would you bet on Mac Jones? What has Mac Jones done over the last 4 weeks to make you feel comfortable with him? No, he's the worst quarterback in the playoffs right now. And take your heart out of it. Use your eyes. Look at the stats. Use all of it. Look at him. Look at his body language. Hell, after the last game, he was like crying. Looked like he came out of the locker room super late, last person to talk. He was just beside himself. He's been playing terrible. There's no way to sugarcoat this, Lou. There isn't a good way for you to explain or you know, cover up what he's been doing. He's been playing like crap. 6 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and basically an 80% quarterback rating. Okay, he has a 2 fumbles and he's lost 1. So let's not act like this guy. If you're just judging him, hey, rate the quarterbacks how they come into the playoffs. Do that. Like, let's not look at their whole body of work coming into the playoffs. You feel really good about Mac Jones turning it around, right?
I would say that. I would say outside of New England, if you're doing this exercise, I think most people would put him 14th. Like, I really do.
You don't think local people would put him 14th?
No, not really. Not a chance.
Who would they put ahead of? Would they put Patrick Mahomes in front of him?
No, they wouldn't. No. Are you really asking me if local people would put Mac Jones higher than 14th in the quarterback? They probably want to put him 7th or 8th.
Just talk about that.
But no, I mean, you could make the argument. So the quarterback's in question. Like, you know, I don't think there's any debate. Brady, Rodgers, Murray, Prescott, Stafford, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow. And then you start getting into situations where I think Derek Carr right now is a better quarterback than Mac Jones. And I think Ryan Tannehill is a better quarterback than Mac Jones right now. And you could say, you know, Tannehill's year, when you look at it, you know, there was a point where he was stripped of his weapons. Like, you know, Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, and Julio Jones. And you say, well, he's got better weapons and all this. But, okay, if Mac Jones lost like Derrick Henry, I mean, Damian Harris, Hunter Henry, and 9 Gs, like, where would he be right now? Meaning Jacoby Myers. Where would he be?
So,
like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, there was a dip early on, but he's played real well lately again. See, so I got Tannehill ahead of him. And I think the only guys in question would be, where you got Ben Roethlisberger?
Well, hold on real quick. He's been really bad. Real quick, because I'm using my own rules, and I'm getting screwed by my own rules.
What do you mean?
Well, I said take the last 4 games. Just judge them based on their last 4 games. And I just typed in Derek Carr because Derek Carr was like, okay, one of the names you mentioned. I didn't put in Ben Roethlisberger yet. But Derek Carr, Derek Carr has a lower completion percentage. He has a slightly higher quarterback rating. And he has 5 touchdowns, only 5 touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
In the last 4?
In the last 4. So if I do the math and I just go look at, let me just type in Ben.
Derek Carr threw for 4,800 yards this year.
I'm just looking at how these quarterbacks are coming into the playoffs. Like, let's look at it that way. So if I take Ben Roethlisberger, I do the exact same analysis. He's got a 62% completion percentage, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, a quarterback rating of 70. So realistically, like just off the top of her head, the 3 quarterbacks we just used, like the stats for, he's better than both those guys. He's better than both of them. He's safer than Ben Roethlisberger. His numbers are better, and he's better than Derek Carr.
You think right now he's better than Derek Carr?
I'm just saying, if you just look at the numbers, Lou. So if I even do the same
thing. I'm just saying, you know, you can look at the last 4.
That's what I was looking at.
Okay, and say that Derek Carr hasn't performed well, but, you know, there is like the other, you know, 13 games before that. So you could say he played down the stretch if you just want to focus on the
Jalen
last 4.
Jalen Hurts is worse, too.
Jalen Hurts is another guy that you would, you know, Jimmy G.
Why don't we keep going?
No, I'm just saying these are the guys in question in my mind. Like Jimmy G, Jalen Hurts, Roethlisberger. I think Carr is better than him. But still, like, I think you could make the argument, yeah, that he is in that like 13-14 range. And when it just comes down to, like, Roethlisberger going in, I think he's been bad this year. Would you trust Roethlisberger in a game over Mac Jones right now?
Would I trust Roethlisberger?
I would.
I would not.
Just right now, I would
not.
And I don't think he's great right now. But Roethlisberger's been there. Could he blow up? Absolutely.
I can't spell Garoppolo.
You know, absolutely. But when you just look at the quarterbacks, it's you can't spell Garoppolo. It's G-A-R-O.
I know.
It's
I got
not
it.
Two R's,
I got
G-A-R-O.
It.
There's
like two P's in there.
I figured it out. All right, real quickly. All right, this is the last one. It's like spelling Mississippi. So Jimmy Garoppolo actually,
been
you know,
well.
His completion percentage is higher, but it's still a 5-4 touchdown to interception ratio, and his quarterback rating is higher. Yeah, so he's technically, based on his stats going into the playoffs, he's better than you. Like, he's safer than you. I mean, it's not by a long, like, if you really want to, the separation really starts with, I think it's the upper tier, which would be Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Who else?
We'll put Kyler Murray, Prescott, Josh Allen in
Dak
category.
Dak Prescott, Josh Allen, sure.
Kyler Murray.
I think there's 5 or 6. Yeah, I think so. He's probably around.
Stafford.
He realistically, without taking my personal feelings and my irritation and anger, take it out of it, He's probably around 7 or 8.
You said he was 14.
I know, but
ago.
I also said
no, he did math.
I did math. I do good work. No, I told you I said I was.
So I focused on the last 4 weeks.
Yeah,
I know
that was playing well. But that was the experience.
I know,
that
but
I just
focused on the fact that, like, you know, first year in the league, he is a rookie, and you start going into the season. It's not just, it's about 17 games, and you know, your confidence level in him is lowered because of how he's performed in the last four. And there are some guys that haven't performed great in the last four as well, but I still trust them more.
Well, but even if you take, if we're
then again,
if
I'm Polar Express.
You're seeing is believing.
Not that I've seen many of these guys like be great, but I mean, Burrow's definitely ahead of him.
But even Josh Allen, like, so Jimmy Garoppolo's thrown 4 interceptions in the last 2 games and only 2 touchdowns. He's been erratic. Okay, I do think there's some guys that are erratic. I think Josh Allen has the ability to be really erratic. Like, so he has one of his best games of his career. Then the very next week, he goes out and he throws 3 interceptions. Then he plays the Jets the very next week, and he goes 7 straight incompletions. Not two, then two completions. No, you know that little graph they put up, like on CBS? All the green are the completions with a little check mark.
Mm-hmm.
He had 7 red X's, 7 straight, and they weren't close. So he was completely just losing it. So, you know, and that's why I think that the best, like, you know, asset for the Patriots is that Josh Allen is going to blow up. Now, not severely blow, but no, I think he gives you 2.
So, but Josh Allen's still rated higher. Like,
I know,
like,
but
the texter's like, Roethlisberger is one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. Just stop. So
he is.
Okay, Roethlisberger threw more yards per game than Mac Jones did. Like the dink and dunk guy that sucks. What do you mean it's different?
I do think it's different. There's a team
like
that
he threw for more yards per game. He played 1 less game and threw for like 70 less yards. He had 22 touchdowns to 10 picks. Mac Jones had 22 touchdowns and 13 picks.
Yep.
Like, this is what I'm getting at. Like, propping up your guy and trashing others when you don't realize how close.
You sound like Jason Tatum.
Well, yeah, when you don't realize how close the guy you're destroying is similar to the one. To yours.
I guess just doing the math, I think it's better than
he
you think.
He dinks and dunks.
I still think it's better than you think. It's better. If you just take the playoff quarterback, so he's technically not the worst. He's had, and I would actually say, like, some of his mistakes don't show up on this chart. Like his penalty, his false start, his fumbled snap, like just how bad and how disconnected he looked. You know, other than just the incompletions or the picks and how bad the picks were. Like, the fact that you're like, you start thinking, oh, holy cow. Like, I get the older guy, but the younger guy, it's like they figured you out. Now they're picking on you.
All right, so again, Pro Football Focus ranked Mac Jones 12th overall in the league. And according to them, there's only 10 quarterbacks, 10 playoff quarterbacks ahead of him. Now, they got Pat Mahomes behind him. So I don't know what you think about this. I personally think at 14, I think if you weren't in New England and we're having this discussion, he's 14. Like, he's the 14th best quarterback in this. Yes, he is.
No, he isn't.
I don't understand how you can put him 7th or 8th.
I just went through it.
I know, but you're talking.
It's not where it's. Here's what I did. I was so irritated and agitated, but I just say, you know, he's the worst. But when you really kind of break it down, he's no better. He's no worse than Derek Carr. And so you give Derek Carr credit because how many playoffs has he been in? How many playoff games has he won? 0. Ben Roethlisberger is hopping around on 1 leg. Jalen Hurts and Jimmy Garoppolo, holy cow. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo, 4 interceptions in 2 games. Lucky he rallied his team back and won. And, like, you've seen him do it, so you kind of give him the benefit of the doubt. So I don't think – I actually think you could even have a debate.
So you got him where, 7? 8?
Eighth? He's somewhere 7th and 8th, yeah.
Well, you got Brady, Rodgers, Murray, Prescott, Stafford, Holmes, Allen, Burrow.
I don't even know about Stafford.
Guys.
Stafford wears the hell out of
me,
too.
Stop. Oh, my God.
Wait a second.
Mac Jones is better than Matthew Stafford right now.
Stafford has Cooper Kupp. Stafford has Odell Beckham Jr. And Stafford, what has Stafford ever done?
Yeah, I'm worried.
What has Stafford done?
If you're
acting like Stafford is this, like, messiah.
He's like better than Mac Jones
right now. I'm just saying.
How long do we have to keep talking about this before you put him 2?
Say he's better than Tom Brady. Say he's better than Tom Brady.
No. When I sit there, this is the problem I got into earlier in the year. What are we doing right now? If you just allow yourself to look at it a little bit more, I guess, objectively, you know, then you can be honest with yourself. And you sit there, you look at Matthew Stafford. look at Matthew Stafford and what he's never done anything. He's always has numbers. He always has stats, but he's never won a damn thing. Like late in the year, he's been a train wreck. He's been bad. So suddenly, I guess because he's older and he has a big contract, I should trust him more. My issue with Mac is, like, to your point, they're just not going to let him do it.
He's a better quarterback, and there's a reason why they're not going to let him do it. Because he's the 14th ranked quarterback in the draft, in the playoffs right now. 617-779-7937. Where do you have Mac? Where do you have Mac right now? 14 quarterbacks. I got him at 14. Pro Football Focus has him at 10.
Hold on.
And Christian, if we keep talking, has got him at 3.
Hold on. Wait a second.
What?
Matthew Stafford, last four games of the season. Get a shovel.
Why are you ranking the last 14 games?
Because it's important. Because it matters more. There's less of them, and they're more important.
It only mattered when you made the point that Mac sucks, and now he's the second best quarterback in the league.
You can take Matthew Stafford. I want nothing to do with it.
I will take Matthew Stafford.
8 interceptions, 8 touchdowns, a completion percentage of 66.92. He sucks.
Was your quarterback again 57%?
No, he's almost 60. He's better than that.
No, he's in the high 60s.
He's in the high 60s.
No. Last four.
Yes.
57. No,
look at this guy. This guy's a nightmare. Matthew Stafford would be the reason Sean McVay does not advance into the playoffs.
All right. Yep. Stafford. I know. Stafford. Unbelievable. 41 touchdowns and 4,800 yards.
What?
Quarterback
so what?
Rating of 102.9.
Cooper Kupp is like almost the MVP. He's got half of those yards.
Right. I want to ask you. Okay, out there. Okay, where is Mac Jones ranked?
Because
apparently this show has no idea where he is.
I think he's
14th.
No.
Fourier thinks he's 14th, 7th, 3rd, and 1st. Give us a call, 617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, if you like conversations that just go off the rails, then you must have loved that one. We had a lot of fun there. Just to recap real quick. Pro Football Focus has Mac Jones, the 12th ranked quarterback this season. Forget about labels of rookies, nothing. 12th best ahead of Pat Mahomes. And according to this, at 12, that means that he is the 10th best quarterback left in the playoffs. Because they have Cousins and Herbert ahead of him, they're no longer in. So that would put Mac Jones as the 10th best quarterback ahead of Mahomes, Derek Carr, Garoppolo, Roethlisberger, Hurts, whatever, and a few others. So the question is, where do you have him? Where do you have him ranked? There's 14 quarterbacks. 617-779-7937. Let's get to the calls. I want to go to Anthony first, who's in California, I believe. Anthony, what's up?
How's it going, Lou? I'm a first-time caller here. I'm actually in Connecticut, but okay. I got Mac as the 15th quarterback in the playoffs.
Oh, hold on. There's only 14 starters. Who's the backup ahead of him?
I got your guy Brian Hoyer ahead of him.
Oh, that's not even right.
Anthony, I thought you were going to go Gardner Minshew ahead of him, but Hoyer, come on.
That's how highly he thinks of Mac.
Mac and Cheese has got a noodle arm. He's crumbling under the pressure late in the season. Hoyer is a vet. I would trust Hoyer over Mac and Cheese.
All right. Appreciate it, Anthony.
He's crumbling late in the season, not early in the season.
Let's go to Colton, who's in Auburn, New Hampshire. Go ahead, Colton. You're on with Lou and Christian. What do you got him?
God damn, man. I have no idea what he's saying. Brian Hoyer ahead of Mac Jones.
Mac's a rookie.
He's been struggling. I feel like everyone's been kind of crapping on him lately for the past couple games, like against Buffalo and Miami. But I feel like he's just having a hard time. We got guys injured on the O-line. I put Mac in around 12th, I say, in the top four for quarterbacks in the playoffs. I think he's definitely a hell of a lot better than Derek Carr and Big Ben for sure. I would put him ahead early. Like, I'd put him in the top 10 if he had more playoff experience. But I feel like everyone's been really giving him time, and he's been really going out there and trying to give us a shot at winning and playing for us. And
yeah, we all
in the playoffs. Make a long run for Mac.
All right, Colton, you got him at 12. I mean, listen, we all
he's been playing like crap.
I mean, we all appreciate
it. But not as crappy as some of the other ones.
We know
so
he's trying hard.
We know he's giving his best effort. We know he's trying hard.
We know he's trying. We know he's trying to win games and doing his best for the team. We all get that. But I'm curious. So far, we've got 15, and we've got 12. I'm wondering if he's going to crack the top 10 anyway. Let's go to Sean in Narragansett. Sean, what's going on?
What's up? I got Mac at 14 just because of, you know, how he's been playing in the past few games and his interceptions and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I got him at 14. I mean, I still trust him as our quarterback, and I'm kind of confident I'm in the middle of for Saturday's game, but I'm putting him at 14 just because of how he's played lately.
All right, I know, but if again, so if we're going to use this whole narrative, okay, how he's played lately, I just listed four or five quarterbacks that have played worse than Mac Jones lately.
But how did the first 13 weeks go before that?
Lately. I mean, this you can you,
I
you know what?
Stafford hasn't been good the last
Matthew
3 weeks.
Stafford
the last 3 weeks.
All day long.
He was good in that Seattle win. He was good in that Seattle win. You counted the last 4 weeks. 4 weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, because that's how we started it.
He was 75% completion percentage, threw two touchdowns, one win, they beat Seattle. That's
He's
a pretty good
eight
game.
Interceptions in four games.
But the other games don't count?
No, we said the last four. Okay, fine. Matt Jones had played great against Jacksonville.
You brought up the last four.
I did, why I changed my mind.
When you started this segment off by telling everybody you had Matt Jones as 14th, where yes, I have him.
I have him 15th, too.
I have him at 14th. So you made the last four games a criteria in your ranking.
Yes.
I think you have to include it, but I'm looking at the overall picture. I'm looking at whether it's career for some guys, whether it's how the year went for some guys, just who they are, how long they've been in the league, what they've already accomplished in this league. So I look at the whole big picture, and I look at 41 touchdowns and 4,900 yards from Matthew Stafford and say, right now he's a better quarterback than Mac Jones.
No, the fact is that he isn't.
Oh, my God.
He isn't.
So
where
do you have him again?
I should put Matthew Stafford 15th.
All right, so real quick, I just want to get this right. So you got Brady Rodgers.
Yep.
How about
I'll do my own list.
Kyler Murray?
Wait, are we using my criteria last four games?
No,
I just want to know
if it is your criteria at this point.
No, I just want to know where he ranks.
Your criteria, you had Mac Jones last, and then you changed the criteria, and then you had him seventh.
All right, so you don't have him better than – I'm going to go one at a time slow it down. He's not better than Brady.
Nope.
Rodgers.
Nope.
Kyler Murray?
Nope.
Pat Mahomes?
Nope.
Joe Burrow.
Nope.
Josh Allen.
Push.
No push.
Push.
Yes or no?
Push. No.
Dak Prescott.
Nope.
Okay, so then you got him better than Stafford, better than Carr, everybody else. So, okay, so you have him eighth.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Oh, my God. Freddie Nicar actually agrees with you. Freddie, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Good, good. I have to agree with Christian on this one. I have him in the same spot. But, you know, he's had some pretty nice runs during this season.
Has he?
And he's had some, you know, not so good, mostly in the last three or four games. But even in the loss last week, at one point in the second half, he was 9 for 9. You know, we can't lose sight of the fact that he's still a rookie.
I don't think
that this is a Super Bowl team. And the experience that he's getting this year, you can't take away from him. He came directly out of college. He's starting for one of the toughest franchises in the NFL.
Freddie, I'm going to cut you off real quick. All that is true. All that is facts. But with all that in, you're putting all these things in there to kind of make excuses for him. You still have him the seventh or the eighth best in the playoffs? Like
I have him. Yeah, I had a Derek Carr. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
All right.
I have him pretty much right after Dak Prescott.
Okay. I appreciate the call. I mean, all that stuff is true. Yeah, and again, it always turns into like bashing Mac. And it's not bashing Mac. He is a rookie. We are now in the postseason. We are now sitting there saying, okay, you know, just talk in like Houston or Dallas radio. And you're saying, okay, let's look at the playoffs. Like, where would you put a guy like Mac Jones, who was better than any rookie in football, who the Patriots, I'm sure, are happy that drafted him. They found a guy that can play. We don't know what the ceiling is. We'll find out more in the next couple of years. But right now, the way they're playing, the year that they had, where would you put Mac? And I think almost in any other city in this country, they'd probably put him at 14. any other city.
When it comes to postseason experience and possible success,
all the factors.
What does Matthew Stafford have on Mac Jones? What does Derek Carr? Neither one of them have played in the postseason. They don't have any success in the postseason. Absolutely zero. Matthew Stafford, if I'm Sean McVay, I may just bench Matthew Stafford.
Okay, let's go to the next call. Let's go to Jesse in New Bedford. Jesse, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Oh, my God. Go ahead. What's
up? Who's the backup?
Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Good. Again, I got to agree with Fourier. I don't have him. I don't think past Carr yet. I mean, ahead of Carr yet. Actually, yeah, I do. I agree with Fourier. He's right where he should be. Carr, come on. And I got to bring up something, Lou. You know, you said you're making this big thing about Stafford. If Mac Jones had what Stafford had on the Rams, he's got Odell Beckham, Robert Woods for the beginning of the year.
Tyler Higbee, good tight end, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you know who else they have? Sony Michel. Look out, baby. No, the Sony Rams Michelle. Are coming for you.
Yeah, weapons.
He's not a bad back.
They're weapons.
Well, Mac Jones got the better backs. But I hate this, you know, oh, wow, look at Burrow. Look what he's doing now. Yeah, because look at Burrow's weapons. It's all about weapons. Mac Jones needs weapons. If he had what Stafford had, he would be top five.
Okay.
I just saw this tweet. Let me just read this because I thought
this was greatest of all time.
Funny.
Everybody kept talking about his weapons.
At Lou Maloney, at Christian Fourier, you guys are a bunch of, I guess I could say it's D words.
Yes.
Can I say that? Stop crapping all over Jones.
Who? Oh, Mac.
Yeah, Mac Jones. I feel like I'm kind of building him up a little
no,
bit.
No, Fourier, you're crapping him. You think he's worse than the league.
Should I put him in front of Dak Prescott? I mean, I just moved him up like six spots. Six spots based on hardcore deep diving into the analytics of the game.
I tell you what, I don't think it's crapping on Mac. Like, I think he's 14. You know, I mean, I just think it's kind of realistic, to be honest with you. Like, I had him at 14 or 15th best quarterback in the league. Like, and people crapped on me. You know, and I tell you what, he ain't even that. Because I think if he's 14 in as far as the playoff quarterbacks, let me give you some non-playoff quarterbacks. Is he better than Herbert?
I mean, how far do we want to take? How far do we want?
No.
How far do we want to take this?
No,
is he better than Warren Moon?
Is he better than John Wolford?
Is he better than Dan Marino?
No. I'm just saying, like, when you look at the because I have him
stick to the plan.
14 playoffs, and I still think there's five quarterbacks not in the playoffs that are better than him. So, and listen, it's his rookie year, and it's okay, folks. It's okay. This is good for him. He will get the experience, and hopefully he will be better. You know, we're talking, listen, I also think that come playoff time in this game on Saturday, Bill's not going to give him the chance. It's just about experience. Like, you know, quite frankly, Wiggy was right.
Wait, what?
Say that again.
Say it slower.
Wiggy was right.
About Cam Newton?
Mac Jones will be a passenger in this game. On Saturday, he will be a passenger in this game.
Explain that to me.
He's correct. And it's not doesn't mean I don't like the kid. I like the kid. It's just that right now, this is just too big for him. And when you look at the playoffs, he's 14th. Let's go to Alex in Holden.
I thought you were going to say Wiggy
hey,
was right.
What's up, guys?
Hold on.
Sorry to burst everybody's bubble, but I rank him last in the playoff list.
Why?
I could care less about the weapons. Well, why? Because I know people are saying weapons, front line, this and that. If we're talking purely quarterbacks, I'd say he would be the last guy I would want on my playoff team because I just don't – he didn't have enough passing stats for me to put him up as a Super Bowl contender.
All right, Alex, I appreciate it. I'll say this. I have him at 14. Like, I think within the next year or two, he probably passes four or five of these guys. I think there's a chance he could do that. Is that still crapping on Mac? No, I think that he can pass four or five of these guys, you know, and maybe be a 10, 11, 12 in the league. That's where I think he can kind of live. I just don't think he's there right now. Let's go to Mike in Providence. Mike, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, guys? These guys crazy to put him over Stafford. That's all I got. He's crazy to put him over Stafford. Like, Mac Jones is going to make Cooper Kupp have the season he had if he had Cooper Kupp. Like, that is insanity.
Have you seen Stafford's numbers the last four games? Like, if we're going to play the whole momentum game and, you know, hey, listen, make sure you come in, with a lot of confidence. Eight picks. You know who's got more? Actually, I feel like who's got just as many. Now, they may not let him throw, but as far as pick sixes.
Why won't they let
him
throw?
He's right there with Mac Jones. Matt Stafford is like the king of throwing pick sixes. That guy.
He threw one pass against the Bills. Like, that's how much
it was.
They
actually threw
guy.
Three, and he completed two.
All right, thanks for the call.
Did I hear that Mac Jones will be a passenger, something along those lines in the segment?
Yes.
Yes. That was Lou, I guess, co-signing with Wiggy.
So it's Wiggins and Fourier?
No, I think, no.
The show, the new show name?
I mean, it only really makes sense with how I feel like the game's going to go. Like, I think he will absolutely 100% be a passenger in this game. Again, we rattled off some of the numbers he's had in those last four games, or three of the last four in the losses. In the first half, he's a 39 quarterback rating with zero touchdowns and three picks. I don't think Bill's going to even give him a chance to kind of put them in a hole. So, yeah, I think that he'd run the football, and you try to get this game, grind it to the fourth quarter, play defense. Yeah, I think on Saturday, I don't expect a big game from Mac. Do you?
Well, now the Mac Jones is a passenger take has been trademarked by Jermaine Wiggins, but do you agree with this Jermaine Wiggins take on ESPN Radio National with Keyshawn J. Williams and Max Kellerman? Here's Wiggy breaking down the Bills Patriots.
Your guy, Lou.
Oh, boy. Man,
how much will the Patriots have to rely on Mac Jones in Buffalo this weekend?
I think they're going to have to call on him. You know, when you look at a lot of these playoff games, it comes down to, you know, most games comes down to the quarterback, you know, having to make plays. And I think this is going to be one of those games where Mac is going to – I think he's either going to win or lose the game for you.
What's the third option?
That's it.
Brian Hoyer wins it.
Hold on.
What's the third option?
You agree with that guy.
No, listen, I might agree with one statement. I don't agree with everything he says.
Ponce Tom McPhil, is that his name?
Yes, I don't agree with everything he says. But what's the third option? He's either going to have to win or lose the game.
Tie it.
Do you guys think that they're going to put the game in Mac Jones' hands?
No, I think they're going to. I think they're downshifting. They're downshifting. Yeah. I think that's the plan. Real quickly, though, okay, just to kind of, you know, just to put a cap on this whole Matthew Stafford thing, okay, just as far as trust goes.
Okay,
this is the last one. I knew I saw this stat somewhere. So this is from ESPN Stats and Information. Matthew Stafford has thrown four pick sixes this season. Four. Jared Goff threw four pick sixes during five seasons with the Rams. This is the 27th pick six Stafford has thrown in his career, tying him with Peyton Manning and Drew Brees, fourth all-time in NFL history. And the dude's thrown eight picks. He's
led the league in interceptions.
He's a disaster. Listen, he's outhouse or castle. That's who he is. So he's either – you're either going to – it's feast or famine. Give me another one. Is there another one? Is there another phrase I can use?
I like cliche? I've never heard outhouse.
You've never
or
heard
castle.
Outhouse or castle?
No, I like that.
Feast or famine, you've
I
heard
think
that,
you
right?
You actually got that cliche right.
How about that? Ding, ding,
shocking.
Ding. It's amazing.
Let me go to one more here. I want to go to Shane. Shane's in the car. Go ahead. Actually, in Plymouth. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, hey, Lou. Just equating it, you say he's a passenger. You know, I work on ships, and if it was like a cruise ship, I don't think he's a passenger, Lou. I think he's showed the whole season he's capable of standing the watch and taking the Patriots offense. He's our quarterback. So as far as me, I got him rated number one. I'm a fan.
Oh,
and listen, dude.
Hey Shane, did you just say Lou. Shane, hold on, Shane. Shane,
we
did
used
you
to be fans of you when you would get up and play at Fenway Park, Lou.
That's Christian.
We used to be fans of Fourier when he'd line up. Come on, man.
Oh Shane, hold on.
Christian,
I just said
Christian's talking to you right now, Shane. Not
he's
me.
He's yelling at Lou.
I don't know why you're yelling at me.
He's using a cruise analogy.
Because you're mocking the fans, Lou.
Who's mocking the fans?
Shane, would you rather have Mac Jones and Ramondre Stevenson to get a yard or Matt Stafford and Odell Beckham Jr.? What would you rather have? It's a team game, Lou. Who cares with this stupid numbered system?
I like Shane.
Yeah,
thanks for the call. Shane, excellent call.
I don't think
I like the fact that he thinks that,
I'm
you.
We've had like seven calls, like five of the seven. One guy put him 15th. Most of the fans, I think, can honestly look at the situation and say that right now, given how green Mac Jones is and how he's played this year and recently, more importantly, that he's 14th.
Oh, you suck in football.
He's 14th. Christian opens his mouth and he starts screaming at me.
I don't know. I just feel like this.
I don't understand it.
I think the game. When do the Rams play? When is their game?
They're the
Monday.
Late one. Yeah, Monday night.
Oh, they're Monday night?
Arizona. Okay. That's a good
Cardinals,
one.
Yeah.
That is a good one. Stafford's going to throw four picks.
Probably.
We'll re-rank a Monday, a Tuesday morning. Probably. How's that?
Do a spray.
Would you like to take a little? I'll bet you give me that little nice little cozy sweatshirt you have.
Oh, this is so okay? nice.
And then I'll give you a 25 or 25 t-shirt.
My flag and anthem. I love this sweatshirt.
Would you
man.
Do a
this
spray tan bet on
comfortable things
Stafford?
In the world. Most speaking of spray tan bets, when we come back, we got to discuss this because last year we had a little playoff bet all the way to the Super Bowl. It starts on Friday. Last year I shaved my head. Okay, we're trying to figure out what this bet should be. We're asking for your help to give us some suggestions, but we'll get into that. We'll talk about it next. What should the bet be? Because I tell you what, I'm not shaving my head again. We got some ideas. We'll discuss it next. Hey, welcome back to Marloni and Fourier. We were discussing earlier, because last year my wife reminded me, she said, it's real simple. You're not going to shave your head this year, are you?
And you said, woman, stay out of it.
Which is what I had to do last year when I lost the postseason bet here between the three of us, you, me, you, and Glenn.
Yep.
The idea at the beginning was to just make a bet that would make Glenn Ordway shave his mustache, which he hasn't done, I don't think, since
ever.
He's been like 12.
Yeah. Now, since he couldn't grow one.
And it turned into like, you know, cute little things, and then out of nowhere, you drop like an eyebrow, which upped the ache stakes to me to shave my head.
Yeah. And you lost.
Of course, I lost, and we shaved my head. So I would ask you, what do we got this year? I mean, Fitzy's in on Fridays.
Fitzy is part of the bet. We
is
need
he
three
in
people. He is 100% in. He just doesn't want to shave his head. So that's why we're looking for suggestions, right? So that I can think the number one criteria is no physical pain. Nobody's getting whipped. Nobody's like, none of that stuff. Like, now that I'm not into that
it's
type of stuff.
It's more about embarrassment,
it's
isn't
embarrassment
it?
And feeling uncomfortable, yes. You know, because you have to shave your head, my eyebrow, and Glenn. So something like that.
Okay.
So we said, you know, well, let's take some suggestions from the fans and see what we can come up with. But we had some good ideas.
So, So what did we come up with, Tyler? Like, where are we at right now?
So we had some mild suggestions, like the spicy hot chip challenge, drink a gallon of milk in an hour, stuff like that that's been done before. We thought about these three options. They're the best one so far. Get a professional spray tan.
Yeah.
Either you guys go to a tanning booth and get a spray tan, get that nice orange glow.
Yeah. Real, real overdo it.
We're talking Jersey Shore level.
Ooh. Jersey Shore.
Not like a little touch up, get ready for the springtime when the sun comes back. We're saying orange.
Yeah, so not like a nice like little tan to go away with.
No. Donald Trump orange, yes.
But see, here's the thing. This is why I don't trust Fourier, because he came up with this one, right?
Like, I didn't come up with it. I co-signed on it.
Tyler came up with it.
Yeah, Tyler came up with it. Okay, but like this is like Fourier last year talking about the eyebrow. He's like, yeah, I'll do the eyebrow because it grows back in like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, I said 2 or 3 weeks.
And people are like, no, actually it takes like 6 months. So this orange like face body tan thing,
3 days.
He thinks it's going to run out in 3 days.
Yeah, you wash it off.
No chance.
No. You can't break that rule. The rule should be
you have to shower.
Not for like 24 hours.
It's fine.
It's going to take like 2 weeks.
My point is that it fades.
To go away.
Even a real tan fades when you come back from vacation. It's good. Listen, that's easy. So you overdo it at first. You got to wear like a, you know, like a banana hammock as you're getting, you know, tan. Well, make sure Twitch and all everybody can watch it. We'll bring somebody in. Yeah, then you got to walk around all day with it.
Oh, my God.
You'll all go straight to your car.
Listen, I don't mind that. What else do we got?
I like this one. This is my personal favorite. I don't think you guys like this one. Drinking a bottle of thick water. You guys know what thick water is?
No, what is thick water?
So thick water is for people who, apparently it's for people with strokes, I've been told on the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/BostonWEI, or it's specifically designed for people with dysphagia, which is a difficulty of swallowing. It's basically a thick version of water. I kind of describe it as like when you puke and you only puke up water, that thick like mucus that you can see through.
That's you got to drink it?
Yeah, put that in a bottle and that basically is thick water.
No.
Nah.
Okay. Well, listen, we got a couple days. We can think about it. What else we got?
And finally, we were told by a caller about the balut egg. B-A-L-U-T. Balut egg. It is usually a duck. It is incubated for a period of 14 to 21 days. Basically, a fertilized developing egg that's not fully developed. It is a delicacy probably up in Cambridge.
If it was a human being.
No.
If it was a baby.
No.
Okay. It would be your 8-month stage.
You can see it on our Twitch stream, by the way.
It's disgusting.
We have it up on Twitch right now. I can actually make out. That's a beak. Those are feathers right there.
Bones, eyeballs.
I see little chicken toenails as well. That would be bad.
And what that is
really bad.
It's the beginning of the forming of a fetus that you're seeing.
Oh,
no, I'm not
God.
Doing that.
So you're basically eating a very, very small baby duck.
Yeah, when the PETA people complain it's a life inside of that, that right there. That's a living
because
thing.
We were showing that picture on Twitch eyeball. Right now. Twitch.tv, was it, / Boston WEE.
Twitch.tv / Boston WEE.
And that one is bad, but there's others that are worse. Like, there's other ones that like actually look like a bird. Like
we can find those.
Nope. I'm not doing that one.
I just looking at this picture makes me want to throw up. I feel like, but it has to be see, there's no pain involved in this.
Nope.
It's more about, it's like fear factor.
Let me get to the calls because there's some people here I want to talk about.
Go to three.
Yeah, I want to get some calls here. Let's go to Mike. Mike in the car. What's up, man? What do you got for a punishment?
What's happening, guys? How are you?
What's up?
All right. So whoever loses the bet has to take karate classes until they graduate from a white belt to a yellow belt.
No, I'm a no on that. Just a big waste of time.
The visual of that would be very funny.
I wouldn't even mind that. I think it'd be kind of funny.
I took karate from, I get probably up to like a red belt, but that's you're talking like 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, and then big old foyer.
So foyer's in there with like a bunch of 7-year-olds?
Throwing roundhouse kicks.
I will kick their ass. No,
if you can't get from a white to a yellow belt as an adult,
it's fantastic. Like,
you
like,
should be taking
you
classes.
Walk in with like Cobra Kai, like a full outfit ready to go. Let's go to Dennis in Winchester. Dennis, what do you think?
Oh, boy. I've got a suggestion that really fits the criteria, and you need three lunatics to pull this off.
All right.
So I think we've got it since you're adding Fitzy. Okay. And the scenarios are endless. You could do it in an elevator. You can do it in church or at a restaurant. Sure. The loser has a fart machine in his pocket. And one of the winners has the clicker that sets it off.
My dad would want to do.
Okay.
That's not nearly embarrassing enough. It's a decent idea it's a decent idea. I feel like I've seen that on that show, Impractical Jokers.
That would be fun just on any Thursday.
I think we should do that just now.
Let's get to one more real quick. I want to go to Jamie, New Hampshire. Jamie, what's up?
Hey, I don't know if I really fit your criteria, but I just want to let you know, when I was in Afghanistan, when we made a wager on a sports bet, we would take a 12-gauge non-lethal 12 of the beanbag round to the buttocks. Now, the reference, when you get that welt right on the end of your ass, it was called the Gump Bump. And that's what we had to live with for embarrassment for about 3 weeks.
I was going to say, how long does that Gump Bump last? 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's a long time. And so, if you lose a lot of bets, they just keep reoccurring.
So is it tough to sit? You can't sit, I'm guessing, for a while.
Yeah, no, it was painful. I lost a lot of
sense. Imagine sitting for 4 hours.
See,
for that.
Jamie,
Jamie,
I'm a no on anything that requires. That's too much. I don't want anything to be painful, and I damn sure don't want to trust somebody on whether or not they're going to, like, you know, hit the correct spot.
All right. By the way, this hour of Maloney and Four is brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations. Time now for Last Call. By the Last Call, also brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations. So this is what it sounded like last year, real quick. When I lost my bet and got my head shaved on the air, I'm a man of my word. I made a bet. I lost. Shaved my freaking salad.
Okay.
Nice job, Andy. Way to get your team ready. Mahomes, the greatest of all time. You suck, too. Matthew. Little.
There we go. there we go.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
That's a racing stripe.
How's it look?
Oh, my God. Steph's going to be so happy. It? So sexy.
Holy sh**. Whoops. Well, that was the worst part because we had like a one guard on there or two guard on there, whatever. And it was like tough coming off.
No, you know why?
And then
they said,
lower the guard. It was just boom, right down the middle.
It was Tyler's manscaping clippers. He uses the manscape. He used that on your head.
I don't want to think
about
that.
A little beard turn.
I don't want to think about that.
You did not know that, did you?
No, I don't want to think about it.
Tyler uses that to shave his balls.
That was the real punishment.
I don't want to think about it. All right, we got Mutt coming on after this. I'll get you covered here for the next 4 hours, and then tomorrow we'll be back at it. It is a Bruins Thursday. Jack Edwards will join us at 4:00. You get Celtics Bruins both in action tonight. Not Tuukka Rask. He won't be in that tonight, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be in there tomorrow. And Rodney Harrison, he's also going to join us. Jack Edwards, Rodney Harrison. Get you ready again for this game on Sunday, Saturday night, I should say. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.